In this video, we will examine one of the most important terms in Scientology, the Thetan. According to Scientology, the Thetan is the person's true spiritual identity. A person does not merely have a thetan. From the Scientology perspective, the person is a thetan who possesses or operates through a mind and a body. The word is connected to the Greek letter theta, which Scientology associates with thought, life, or spirit. The Thetan is understood as an immortal spiritual being who existed before the present physical life and continues to exist after the body dies. This teaching addresses a real human longing. People want to know that they are more than their physical limitations, painful experiences, social status, or present circumstances. They long for lasting identity, spiritual meaning, and freedom from death. Christianity also teaches that human beings are more than physical matter. However, Christianity does not describe a person as a spiritual being temporarily operating a body. The Bible teaches that God created human beings as embodied image bearers. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Human identity comes from being created by God, not from possessing unlimited spiritual potential. We are creatures, not eternal spiritual beings who existed independently before our earthly lives. The body is also not merely a temporary instrument. God formed Adam from the dust and breathed life into him. The result was a living person. Body and soul belong together within God's design for human life. Sin and death have damaged that unity, but God's answer is not permanent escape from embodiment. The Christian hope is bodily resurrection. Jesus Christ rose physically from the dead. Those who belong to Christ await the redemption of their bodies and life in God's renewed creation. This difference matters in gospel ministry. A Christian should not simply tell a Scientologist, "You are wrong about the Thetan." A more respectful question might be, "What does believing you are a Thetan help you understand about your identity?" After listening, the Christian might ask, "May I explain why Christians believe the body is an essential part of the person God created and will redeem?" The gospel offers a secure identity that does not depend upon discovering hidden spiritual abilities. Our identity is received through creation and restored through union with Jesus Christ. We are not Thetans trying to master physical existence. We are embodied people created by God, loved by God, accountable to God, and invited to receive eternal life through Jesus Christ.